From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March 26, 2014. Liz Page is reporting in the Register Star, the former Rexmere Hotel located in Stamford, Delaware County, was destroyed by fire Tuesday, March 25th. Firefighters got the call just before 11 a.m. and arrived to find smoke coming from the first floor of the historic building. The fire spread rapidly. Spot fires erupted on the lawns of nearby homes due to the intense heat created as the huge structure burned. Power was shut off and residents were evacuated as a precautionary measure. Firefighters will likely remain on the scene through the day Wednesday. The Rexmere served as a public hotel for 58 years. Built in 1897, it was opened in 1898 and operated as a hotel until 1955. It was unoccupied at the time of the fire and was in the process of being sold to a private owner. The investigation into the cause of the fire is ongoing. Read the full story in the Register Star. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail mystery and confusion surround a state police raid on the Wyndham Town offices, where now Deputy Town Supervisor Edward Shanley has reportedly resigned. It is not known if the two events are connected. Shanley's letter of resignation was submitted shortly after the police search. The resignation will not become official unless or until it is accepted by the town council. Town officials have remained silent since the team of state police investigators seized a computer from Supervisor Stacy Post's office Friday, March 21st. No charges have been filed, according to Greene County Acting District Attorney Charles Buca, and no time frame has been set for possible action. The town board will next meet Thursday, March 27th. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The New York State Public Service Commission Tuesday, March 25th announced it will hold two public hearings on the West Point Partners' proposal to construct and operate HVDC transmission line known as the West Point Project. The two hearings will be held Wednesday, April 23rd in Athens. The first hearing will begin at 2 p.m. and be held at the Athens Firehouse. The second will be held at E.J. Arthur Elementary School beginning at 6 p.m. Both hearings will begin with an informational forum, followed by a public statement hearing. The West Point Project, if approved, would run a transmission line from Athens to Cortland and then tie into existing transmission facilities downstate to deliver power into New York City. The project also includes the construction of a converter station in Athens. For a report on the PSC's recent procedural conference, go to newsroom.wgxc.org. Robert Pear is reporting in the New York Times the Obama administration said Tuesday, March 26th, it would allow more time for those who had tried to apply for health insurance but were blocked by technical problems with the federal exchange. Several states running their own exchanges, including Maryland, Minnesota, and Nevada, have taken similar steps in the last 2 weeks. Open enrollment was scheduled to end on Monday for all Americans. While the deadline to begin the process remains March 31st, some people will be given a special enrollment period beyond the deadline if they can show they were not able to enroll because of an error by the Federal Exchange or by the Department of Health and Human Services. Details are expected to be announced Wednesday, March 26th. Read the full story in the New York Times. Looking at the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind advisory until 8 p.m. Wednesday for the Greater Capital District, Eastern Catskills, Schoharie Valley, Taconics, Mid-Hudson Valley, and the Berkshires. Winds from the northwest of 20 to 30 miles per hour with some gusts between 45 and 50 miles per hour are possible. The strongest winds will develop late Wednesday morning and continue into the afternoon. Downed tree limbs and scattered power outages are possible. Today there is a slight chance of snow showers before 11 a.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 36, windy with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 23 to 28 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 44 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 13, blustery with a northwest wind 13 to 22 miles per hour. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 43, and Thursday night there's a chance of rain mainly after 5 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Friday there's rain likely mainly after 11 a.m., cloudy with a high near 53, and Friday night there's a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 36. Saturday rain is likely mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 54, and Saturday night rain likely cloudy with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 6:46 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:15 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 28 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March 26, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.